With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No one better to do this with than Brian Anthony Davis. Yes, he is behind the steel curtain, but my gosh, he has stepped out from the curtain onto CBS Sports Talk Radio to talk with Coach Gordy about this deal. It's good to have you, Brian Anthony Davis.
Coach Gordy, what is going on? It is so great to be here on a football Friday.
It is a beautiful day. We're going to have some stellar football action of the high school variety around the area tonight. Good night for Friday Night Football if you want to get out and look at a high school game. We are going to venture to the Steel City, and we're going to talk about those Pittsburgh Steelers because, oh my, the Raiders, baby, they came in and they beat those Steelers 26-17. Brian Anthony Davis, he's going to do his best to break this down and still maintain his composure. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I've got to say this, Gordy. I was really scared watching that game because I thought something was going to happen with John Gruden's head exploding. I mean, his face was so red during that entire game. All I have to say is, Mr. Gruden, see a doctor.
There's some truth to what you're talking about.
I mean, my gosh. It was crimson. It was amazing. But you know, with that being said, you know, Denny Green said this back in 2006. They are who we thought they are, and we let them off the hook. And I'm not going to say that the Steelers let the Raiders off the hook. I'm just saying that the Steelers are kind of who we think they are going into the season.
Going back to the beginning of our season with your preview, you're right. Talking with Brian Anthony Davis.
We know that the line's a problem. We know that they're not playing well. And there's some excuses that can be made, but deep down, it all goes back to the fact that there's not a running game because the line is not up to par yet. And the defense, if they're not firing on all cylinders with all of their players in there, they are going to suffer because we thought they were deep, but not as deep as you thought. So with that being said, the injury report came out last Friday, and there were two new names on it, and it was Joe Hayden and Devin Bush Jr., and that's a big deal, especially Joe Hayden being your shutdown corner, your most a veteran. He's older, but he's one of those older corners that is going to do very well for you, and with him being injured late in the process, that really hurt this team. Same with Devin Bush, who is patrolling the middle for the squad, and he goes sideline to sideline. He's very fast. He's wearing the green dot now, so he's very important to this team. If this would have happened on Wednesday, there's more of a chance to prepare. And I know you've got to be ready to change things up on the fly in the NFL, and I get that. But game plans, they're being executed all week long. The planning comes, and then when you throw this monkey wrench in, then there's a little bit of a problem. And not only did they have that going in, they also had the problem of two guys going out of the game that they weren't expecting to happen with injury. You lose Tyson Alualu for the entire year with that broken ankle, and then you have the situation with T.J. Watt going out. And T.J. Watt had a groin pull, and it looks like he's going to be back this week. It looks like Joe Hayden's going to be going back in the week. But that messed up the entire rotation as far as the edge rushers go. There was a lot of pressure on that defense. There were five starters out of that defense by the end of that game, and they just could not keep up. I honestly think that the biggest linchpin in that whole thing during the game was T.J. Watt, because pressure ceased when T.J. Watt went out, because those other players had to start doing other things as well. So there was no pressure on Derek Carr, his brother. No pressure. He was able to throw the ball well, but the Steelers' defense still competed very well in that game. That you go back to the problem where the offensive line is not giving Ben much time. It's still on Ben, though, too. When Ben comes out and says, "I didn't play well, it's on me." No, you didn't play well, and it is on you, but it's also on you to, as a captain and a leader, to be on these guys in the locker room when we don't see it, it's on you too.
It's good you're saying that, because certainly we played his media conference speaking about that very thing earlier this week, and it can get rather troublesome and wearisome. It's nice to admit that, but you've got to go out and do your job.
Yeah, and part of his job is playing. Part of his job is leading. And, you know, the "aw shucks, it's all on me, I'll take the blame for the team," that's not leading. And we really need these guys on the offensive line to step up and get better. They're at a disadvantage. I'm really looking forward to hopefully week four in Green Bay seeing Zach Banner back. That could help with the running game. Now, the Steelers went out and drafted a running back in round one, Najee Harris. We all know about it. His numbers are not superb, but he is doing some very good things on this team. And when you watch Najee Harris play, you got to realize that he is taking 4-yard losses and making them 1-yard gains. And you bring somebody else in like Benny Snell Jr., and that's just not happening. That's where they're struggling. That's how fantastic this guy is. But he needs some help in the running game because of the offensive line. That's really where he needs that help. Now, you can employ him in other ways, and you saw him being employed with a receiving touchdown the other day. I think that they're going to be doing that a whole lot more. And Ben Roethlisberger made another comment saying, "Hey, I told Coach, we need to get Pat Freiermuth more involved." And they did, and he showed some great brilliance by going to him. But when he says that, that kind of puts the target on Pat Freiermuth. So I'm wondering if this is a smokescreen, and you're going to see Najee Harris involved a lot more in the passing game.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think exactly that. You're going to see more. You're still going to see Pat. Pat's going to get some balls. In fact, he's going to be the starter very soon, the number one tight end very soon. That's not anything against Eric Ebron. Eric Ebron was a little banged up. There's a lot of people that have questioned his hands. But this guy is the closest thing, Pat Freiermuth, to Heath Miller. And I really think that he is going to be a very important player for that team. He's going to see some touchdowns. I actually think he's going to see a touchdown this week. But Najee Harris, is going to, they like that little smoke screen, so when coaches are saying, all right, they're going to fire me, no, now they're going to, you're going to see them go a lot to Najee Harris as a receiver out of the backfield, and you don't have to worry about, you turn that into your running game. And we've seen that in the past where the Steelers did those quick little bubble screens to the wide receivers too, because the running game wasn't executing, and that became their running game. So I could actually see them employing that a little bit more as well, too, because you get Najee in space, he's going to burn you, Corey.
Sure. Any other comments about this game with the Raiders before we move on to Cincinnati?
You know, it was this was a very winnable game. The injuries took toll. The offensive line took toll. You know, the ineptitude of the offensive line. Now, when I say that they're inept, that is not damning them for the entire season. All of that, all I'm saying is that this team, they need to continue to come together more on the offensive line, and they are. You have two rookies there that I really like, Dan Moore Jr. as your left tackle and your center. Probably the two most important players on your offensive line. You have a guy, your oldest guy on that offensive line is a four-year man in Chuke Okorafor. I don't know how well that's working out with him at right tackle. When Zach Banner comes back, I'd love to see Dan Moore continue to turn at left tackle. I think he's going to be very good. So Dan Moore Jr., if we expect him to do what we think what he can do, he's going to continue to be in there and be a presence and learn on the job. So really excited for him. That running game, if they could get that together, that's going to be huge. That could be the piece of the puzzle. And now that goes into the game coming up against Cincinnati. We're hoping to see so much more, Gordy.
Talk about those Bengals.
Bengals are an interesting team. They did themselves no favors when they did not draft an offensive lineman in the first round of the draft. They had their choice. Penei Sewell was there. They could have gotten Rashawn Slater, but they decided to go for firepower, and they reunited Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is very good. He is going to be a speed demon, someone you definitely have to worry about with the long ball. But the problem is, Joe Burrow is becoming the new David Carr, and that's not a mistake. David Carr was the number one overall draft pick in the 2002 draft, and he was sacked all the time. He set records for sacks, and if T.J. Watt is back, that rotation is back, they put pressure on him, they could possibly really neutralize them, and I'm afraid knock him out of the game, which you don't want to happen. They knocked him out for the season last year. They were all over Joe Burrow. Burrow couldn't really show what he can do. That offensive line has got to improve. Now, they did pick up one in the second round last year, in 2021, Jackson Carmen, but really, that's the weakness of the team right now as far as on the offensive side of the ball. But they can score on you. You just got to make sure that that defense is healthy. Being the Steelers' defense, if they're back where they were, they should be able to stop the Bengals on the offensive side of the ball. Now, the defensive side of the ball, the defense is actually doing really well, which they haven't done well in past years. You know, you always could rely on Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlop. Now, those days are over. But Jesse Bates on the back end, being a safety, he is probably one of the best safeties in the league. He's up there with the Minka Fitzpatricks of the world. You know, he is so very good. So I would consider him as definitely somebody that could wreck things on the Bengals defense for the Steelers. Now, they also have another safety that I think we've all heard of, or a slot corner, actually, by the name of Mike Hilton. The Steelers lost him to the Bengals in free agency. He was a very big part of that Steelers defense the last 4 or 5 years, and he can get into the offensive backfield and cause problems. He's a sacking safety, and he's very good against the run. So that's somebody you got to look out for there. But to be able to attack that defense, you need to have a running game, and if that running game isn't working, you attack the middle of the field. with your tight end. So Pat Freiermuth might be very vital, and passing the ball to Najee Harris should be on the agenda. It's something that I really feel that they're going to do so much more. If the running game doesn't get going, they'll just work through the running game that way, because he's a weapon, and they're still glad that they drafted him, and he's really going to continue to shine. So with that being said, I really think the Steelers, this is not a must-win situation, but it's kind of a must-win situation. You know, you don't want to be down 1-2 in the division. You don't want to lose a divisional game this early. So I would think that they need to get right this week. The problem is Cincinnati might not be the get-right team that we actually think that they are, but I expect the Steelers to take care of business, Gordy.
What kind of score do you see?
You know, I'm actually thinking the Steelers are going to score some points, and they have not scored points in the first half a whole heck of a lot. But 33-26 is what I'm calling this game, and I'm calling it for the Pittsburgh Steelers, my friend.
Coach Gordy's going to see it as a close game. Now we deviate, and we're going to tell you that today is National Punctuation Day. It is very needed in the world today, very lacking.
Yeah, you know what? I was helping my daughter with her homework the other day, and I had to show her about punctuation. And it just doesn't seem like it is, with texting, punctuation has kind of gone out the window. So I was teaching her on that and some capitalization as well. But I find that in my work so very crucial, because I write a lot behind the steel curtain, and you have to have it just right.
Brian, as just another deviation, we have a society, particularly younger generations, that cannot write such as cursive or even print. True story, last night, Coach Gordy was at the Giant Walker Road in Chambersburg talking to an employee, and they had a young employee, and he had his check. He could not endorse his check. He could not sign.
It's not being taught.
Exactly. Our older generations don't believe this is necessary when it is very necessary. You'll always need to sign your name for something. And are we going to go back to early days when people would put an X? And it's tragic. So let's get back to Punctuation Day. The modern system originated in what century? Was it the 17th, the 18th, or the 19th?
I'm going to go ahead and say the 17th.
It originated, the modern system, in the 19th century, sir.
Okay.
But keep up on that punctuation. Cursive printing with your daughter. Good stuff.
I definitely will. And I got to tell you, I was bummed. I thought you were going to talk about today being Cherry's Jubilee Day.
Coach Gordy picked Punctuation Day. But you can certainly talk about your love for Cherry's Jubilee.
I've never had it, but now I need to try it, because it first came out in 1897.
Good.
When Auguste F. Renoza, I wrote that down somewhere, prepared this for Queen Victoria.
And we have been on a food run here the last number of weeks, so Coach Gordy picked the punctuation. Could have gone with that, such as yesterday. A stellar day for some. It was National Pot Pie Day.
Oh, I love pot pie. And you know what? Last week you inspired it. My wife went out and bought apple
Did
dumplings.
Did she?
Yeah, they were good. She heard the show.
She's a stellar baker. What a combination.
Yeah, so why she bought them for me. They were good. It wasn't anything blockbuster. There's desserts that I like more, but I was pleased.
Way to go.
But now I want to set some cherries on fire with some liqueur and see what that does. I got to have some Cherry's Jubilee.
Tell you, Brian, thank you from Coach Gordy, and the rest of your pot pie history is that some weeks ago we had National TV Dinner Day, and
yep.
Banquet gets the credit, although Swanson actually came out with one a little bit earlier for 1953. So you're going to tell everyone when, okay, Swanson came out with the first frozen meat or pot pie. It was chicken. And you're going to tell us the year. Was it 1950, 51, 55, or 1960?
So let's go with 51.
Winner!
Yay!
Brent, it's a true story. Brian picked another possible opportunity for a day. And let's hope your Steelers pull it off this weekend.
Yes, pot pies for everybody and Cherry Jubilee if they win.
Careful. A lot of listeners, Gordy Sports and more. Top-rated sports program for the region, Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia. Your wife will be busy.
Yeah, let me backtrack on that because I can see me getting in trouble.
Hey, take care.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.